Welcome to Callum Connects, 5-minute entrepreneurial inspiration for your day. Today's guest is Jordan Glickman. Jordan is the founder of Imprimis Marketing Agency operating in Asia, which is now working towards acquiring online businesses. He has been in the online marketing space for almost a decade, specializing in services that help build, launch, and scale online businesses.
As an entrepreneur, I think that there's a lot of big hurdles that you're going to go through, some of which from the very beginning, you're not going to even think about or ever expect that you're going to have to climb such hurdles. And I think as an entrepreneur, there's always something that you're going to have to overcome. And that's part of the journey that you take on as you become an entrepreneur. So whether it's uncertainty, instability, balancing, loneliness, responsibility of things, whatever it may be, I think there's going to be a ton of different types of hurdles. Now, speaking more specifically, I think that there's maybe 6 of them that come to mind for me personally, just thinking of the current part of my journey and where I am now. And I'll try to give some of the solutions that I've found to overcome some of these hurdles. And I think there's one that I'm going to say here at the very end that it feels like it never goes away. I feel like there's some that I learned to overcome, and then it maybe comes up again another year later. But I think there's one that sticks with me. So stick around to the end, and I'm going to share that one here at the very end. So one of the first ones that comes to mind for me is delegating. Understanding how to give work to other people so you can focus on what you're good at. And for me, I think the best answer to that is just getting really good people inside your business. Once you have the right people in your business and you have good people that you know you can count on, you can properly delegate. But before you start to delegate, the problem that is there before you apply that solution is that you are being drowned in work and request and everything that you must do. So understanding how to delegate and being able to delegate, I think, is one of those hurdles. Speaking of hiring people, one of the big problems that I came across was just knowing how to hire people, how to get the good people in. And I think the best answer I have to that is doing the proper type of interviews, being exclusive, not just hiring someone because you want to get it over with and just because they seem like they might be a good fit, but having a really methodical process to properly hiring people so that you can get them in and knowing that you can then properly delegate to them, or so that your other people on your team can also rely on them to be delegated to. And with that said, having a lot of people, you've got to manage your time. And so time management, I think, is also a big one. And I think that, again, all of these, they always reoccur later. But once you really figure out the biggest part and you really overcome one big hurdle with some of these first 5 that I'm going to talk about, they become a little bit easier as they reoccur up again in your journey. So for time management, I think it's just a matter of making time. It sounds so simple, but once you understand how to create a good schedule and how to stick to it and how to create time, I think that that's the biggest key. And so that kind of goes into, again, what I've mentioned before with balance, right? So just being able to understand how to find balance is really just doing it. Another one is cash flow. I haven't ran into this personally that much, but I see so many of my clients and other people go into it. And I think, again, the easiest way to overcome that is budgeting. And so as a person who runs a marketing agency who services other people's, other brands and people and clients, we see that they need to budget for their marketing. And so ultimately they wouldn't have as troubling cash flows, if they had budgeted correctly. And so that leads me to the 5th one before my favorite one here at the end, which is marketing. I think that a lot of people come to this problem where they don't know how to market, especially in an online space, which is where everything is moving to, or in some cases in the world, it already has moved there. And so I think being able to market correctly is one of the biggest things that a lot of business owners have to overcome. They may be a great leader or visionary, but marketing is not always their strong suit, which is where we come in. But without selling that and pushing that, I think that the number one thing is really just finding someone that knows how to do it. Whether that's my team or not, I think the answer to overcoming that hurdle with marketing is being able to hire someone outside that knows what they're doing, learning from someone, and then maybe in the future hiring it in-house, because now you understand what to look for, what to hire for. And so the very last one, the one that I think that is ever coming up, and at least for myself, you know, I feel like I have to battle it every month or every few months, is self-doubt. I think that is the absolute biggest hurdle as an entrepreneur, is self-doubt. And I think the best answer I have to overcoming self-doubt is finding some of those traits that I mentioned in the beginning. So certainty, stability, finding yourself where you're not lonely, you feel well-balanced. I think that's where it's going to come. And I think that ultimately it all rounds up and sums up to finding a better why and a better purpose. Something that tells you what you're being motivated for every single day, why you're working this hard, why you're putting in those hours, and why you're doing what you're doing. So I think, again, self-doubt is the number one hurdle that I've overcome as an entrepreneur, but I'm still overcoming consistently, whether it's every day, week, or month. It's something that I'm still going through, and I think most entrepreneurs are. And I think the answer to that is finding a really strong why and purpose that drives you. Thanks.
To receive a complimentary copy of the Progressive Partnerships book for entrepreneurs on Kindle or audiobook, plus loads of other goodies at the intersection of investing and small business, go to callumlang.com now.